with understanding. Would you please pray with me? God, we pray this morning that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts might be forever acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I have one. You have one. We all have one. I think at least. I'm not talking about souls or anything deep like that. I'm not talking about the number of gods each of us have, even though we are good monotheists. I'm talking, of course, about a favorite pizza shop. Now, for me, it's New York Pies, and that's on Moody Street over there in Waltham. If you live in this neighborhood, maybe it's Lisa's Pizza, Pizzeria over there on Boston Ave. Does anybody have a favorite pizza shop around? Shelley?
Upper Crust.
Upper Crust. Yeah, that's a good one. Anybody else? Michael?
Huron Village.
Huron Village.
Huron Kitchen.
Village Kitchen. There we go. Yeah, so we all have our favorite pizza shops, and most of us are willing to go to the mattress to defend the honor of our pizza shop. We have in our mind that at our pizza shop, you know, the crust is crustier, the cheese is stringier, the pepperoni is a little pepperonier. But recently it's very important research has been done. And it turns out that all these reasons we give for our pizza shop being our favorite pizza shop, they're all bunk. They have little to no basis in reality. It turns out that we all have a favorite pizza shop, and for 95% of us, that pizza shop is within a 10-minute commute, about a half-mile radius from our homes. So the real reason we like our pizza shop, even though we can come up with this long list of reasons of why we think we like it, we actually just like it because it's convenient, close to home, and has warm associations with our home for us. Proximity, our physical nearness to something, exerts a powerful, powerful influence in how we think and we feel about it. But proximity's influence extends far beyond just our culinary preferences. It also has an effect on how we relate to one another as human beings. Now, I'd like to share with you the results of another study. This one is a classic study in social psychology. It was done back in the 60s. It happened right over in Cambridge at MIT. And what the researchers did was they had 300 MIT dorm residents simply write a list of their best friends at MIT. So these 300 people wrote a list of their best friends at MIT. And the results were kind of amazing. It turns out that if you live next door to someone in a dorm, in just a room right next door, there's a 41% chance that you're going to wind up on that list. But for every door you move away from them, the likelihood that you're going to end up on that list decreases. So much so that if you're just four doors down the hallway from them, there's only a 10% chance they're going to think that you're one of their best friends. So this is all to say that our physical nearness to something directly corresponds to how near it feels to us in our hearts. Put another way, our emotional nearness mirrors our physical nearness to something. So I think we can use this little bit of insight to make some sense of what I think are some of the stranger Bible stories that we hear. There's one in particular that never really made sense to me, but with this insight, it becomes a little bit clearer. If you remember back in the book of Exodus, it's the late 20s, early 30s of Exodus. Moses goes up onto the mountain to receive the law. He goes up as a representative of the Israelites. The Israelites are down at the base of Mount Sinai. They see God descend in fire to the top of the mountain. And then Moses goes up as their representative to go talk to God on their behalf. Everybody knows it. They watch Moses walk up, and they see smoke billowing on the top of the mountain representing God. So Moses is up there receiving the law. Tradition holds that he was up there for 40 days and nights. And what happens over the course of that month and a half? Does anybody know what happens over that? What Moses finds when he gets down off the mountain? Dudley knows, but he works at the divinity school, so that doesn't really count. Shelley?
Israelites are worshiping.
Yes, yeah. In the course of a month and a half, they've completely changed their religion. So they Aaron, Moses' brother of all people, gathers the people's earrings and jewelries, melts it down, creates a golden calf, sets it before them and says, "This is your God," and the Israelites start worshiping that calf. So why did they do this? So it is my hypothesis that I'm lifting up this morning that the Israelites did this because even though God was just on top of the mountain, just a little bit away, a couple of thousand feet up there, they didn't experience God as being near to them physically. And so it was easy for them to go astray. Now Jesus, being the good Jew that he was, he knew the story of the golden calf. And Jesus, also being the good human that he was, he had some 30 years of firsthand experience being human and experiencing the influence that proximity plays in shaping our own consciousness, in shaping our preferences, in shaping our affections, and shaping our own allegiances. So I can't help but think that this has absolutely everything to do with why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit down to us after he ascended to heaven. I really think it's as simple as this. If we don't experience God as being physically near to us, we put ourselves very much in the same position as those Israelites at the base of Mount Sinai. If we don't experience God as being physically near to us, we're just as likely to worship whatever golden calf is plunked down in front of us as they were. But on this Pentecost Sunday, and on this weekend of Memorial, what's more, we remember and we celebrate that God did in fact, that Jesus did in fact, send the Holy Spirit to be with us, to be physically near. Friends, God is near to us, nearer than our favorite pizza shop, nearer than our next door neighbor in our dorms, nearer even than our own breath. The Spirit is with us. The Spirit is within us. And may we all be blessed by the knowledge of God's proximity. Amen.